Welcome to Studio Classroom. This is the place where exciting things happen. My name is Rebecca. Now, what comes to your mind when you hear the word desert? Do you usually think of a place that is hot with lots of sand? If so, you are not alone. A hot place without water and lots of sand is probably what most people think about when they hear this word, desert. Well, today we have a very exciting lesson called The World's Great Deserts. And we have a lot of things that we're going to be discussing. First, we are going to discuss some flawed perceptions. And we're going to answer the question, what is the biggest desert? Well, you will definitely find out in today's lesson. Well, friends, I hope you have your magazines. Let's get started and go talk about deserts. Come on.
The world's great deserts. Deserts cover 20% of Earth's land surface, yet remain a mystery. People often boast about vacations to beautiful beaches or peaceful, picturesque mountains. But you have probably never heard someone speak with enthusiasm about a recent trip to the desert. Deserts, however, offer some of the globe's most dramatic landscapes and natural beauty. Some flawed perceptions. Many think that deserts are places that receive very little rainfall, produce few plants, and are known for their high heat and abundant amount of sand. Yet the world's two largest deserts might surprise you.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 picturesque 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 picture 图画这个名词，所以 picturesque 是指如同图画一般美丽的。例如 ，the picturesque old town has become a popular tourist site. 这个如图画般美丽的古老城市已经成为热门的观光景点。或者是 the novel's plot takes place in a picturesque village.这本小说的情节是发生在一个美丽的小镇中。接下来我们看的是 abundant 这个形容词。abundant 是指丰富的或者是大量的。例如 wildlife is abundant in this national park. 这个国家公园中有大量的野生动物。或者是 there is an abundant supply of water and food in our camp. 我们的营地中备有足够的水和食物。它的名词是 abundance, A-B-U-N-D-A-N-C-E, 是一个不可数名词。例如 there is an abundance of seafood during this season. 现在这个季节有丰富的海产。
Seriously, here we are talking about the world's great deserts. Thank you so much, Michelle, by the way. Now, Rebecca, deserts, have you ever been to a desert?
Have I been to a desert?
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I have. Thank you for asking. I've been to a desert in California, and of course the state next to California, which is Arizona, they have deserts there as well. And when I went to Israel, I got to visit a desert, very hot, lots of sand, so bring your suntan lotion.
Yes, make sure you protect your skin. Mm-hmm. There isn't a lot of covering in many deserts. Rebecca, what did you see in those deserts? Like in Arizona, I've been to the Arizona desert too.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I saw a lot of cactuses.
Hey, me too!
Or cacti, I guess the plural might be cacti.
Yeah, well, I saw those too. I saw lots of sand.
Yes, of course. There is lots of sand in the deserts in Arizona. Well, friends, have you been to a desert or been in a desert or gone walking through a desert? Share about your experience. Now, some of these deserts we're going to talk about might surprise you, okay? Actually, I was very surprised by some of the deserts we will learn about in today's lesson. But how do we get started here?
Well, of course, our lesson is called The World's Great Deserts, and we read, deserts cover 20% of the Earth's land surface, yet remain a mystery. Before we actually jump into the rest of our lesson, we want to talk about that little phrase, remain a mystery. If something is a mystery, that means it's still unknown or unexplained.
That's right. What remains a mystery to you? If you use this phrase, remains a mystery, that means it's still a mystery. We still can't explain it. For example, you know, I have three sisters and a lot of female friends, but women still remain a mystery to me.
Well, you know something, Gabe. I could say the same thing about guys. Guys still remain a mystery, although I have two brothers.
I know. So, friends, it's true. You might not understand something completely. It might remain a mystery. Well, that was just kind of a fun example, because I think girls will always remain a mystery to guys, and guys might always remain a mystery to girls, right?
That's right.
Or ladies.
Right. That would be a better word to use. Anyway, when I think of this phrase, or when I hear this phrase, to remain a mystery, I often do think about the Earth, the world, the ocean, because although scientists have done a lot of research on the ocean or just the world in general, a lot of the Earth still remains a mystery. There's still so much more to discover.
It's true, and we probably have a lot more to discover about deserts as well. What we read here, people often boast about vacations to beautiful beaches or peaceful, picturesque mountains, and that's true. If I think of a vacation, I'm thinking about going to a beach or somewhere I can relax.
That's right. And of course, our lesson says, but you have probably never heard someone speak with enthusiasm about a recent trip to the desert. And yes, we want to take a look at that fun little phrase, to do something with enthusiasm. If you're enthusiastic, that means that you have this feeling of excitement and energy about what you're doing.
That's right. You can do something with excitement or with enthusiasm. For example, I think it's a good idea to learn new things with enthusiasm. And that's actually a reminder for myself, because sometimes when I know I have to do something new, I get anxious and nervous. I'm not sure if I'm going to do it well. But actually, I should learn new things with enthusiasm.
Oh, Gabe, that's a great example.
Yep.
Now, I know when I used to teach piano lessons, it made me so excited when my students would practice piano with enthusiasm, when they were enthusiastic about practicing their piano.
Well, it does make a difference, especially if you have to work with somebody. You want that person to be enthusiastic, or at least as excited about the thing as you are. Well, we see here that not many people are that enthusiastic about a recent trip to a desert. Deserts, however, offer some of the globe's most dramatic landscapes and natural beauty. So if it's really just for the dramatic landscapes and natural beauty, perhaps you should go to a desert.
Well, let's talk about some flawed perceptions. We read, many think that deserts are places that receive very little rainfall. Well, I definitely think that. Produce few plants and are known for their high heat and abundant amount of sand. And that's exactly what I think of when I hear this word desert.
Well, that's probably because that's part of the definition of a desert, is that it receives very little rainfall, or less than other places. However, we read here, yet the world's two largest deserts might surprise you. And what are those two largest deserts? We'll find out later, but for now, it's time to sing
it
out.
Sing it out.
That was off.
Greatest deserts remain a mystery until they were revealed to you and me. Yeah. Oh, Gabe, what's one of the biggest?
Well, of course, we've got the Antarctic Desert.
And the second biggest is the Arctic Desert.
Gabe, what's the hottest?
Let me tell you about the hottest. The Sahara Desert is definitely the hottest by far.
Oh, that's the hottest.
The world's greatest desert.
Yeah, yeah.
Remain a mystery
until they were revealed. Oh, oh, so you answer me. Yeah, yeah. Gabe, what's the driest?
That's kind of a fun name to say.
What's the driest?
The Atacama Desert.
Oh, Gabe, what's the most famous historically?
That would be the Gobi Desert in Asia.
Oh, Gabe, what's the oldest desert?
Ooh, the oldest desert? Of course, that would be the Namib Desert.
Oh, the Namib Desert is the oldest.
Angola and South Africa.
The world's greatest deserts remain a mystery. Oh, oh, yeah. Until they were revealed. You and me. Yeah, yeah. The world's greatest desert. Yeah, yeah. Remain a mystery. Until they were revealed. Oh, oh.
Well, that's all the time we have for Sing It Out. We'll see you next time on Sing It Out. Do that jingle for us, yeah?
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, friends. I have a little joke for you and
Rebecca. And me? Yes, mm-hmm. I love jokes. Okay. Go for it.
Why can't mm-hmm. you starve in a desert? Or why is it impossible to starve?
Gabe, that is a great joke. I know the answer.
You do?
Yeah, it's so easy. You have to try harder next time. It's because you'll never be in a desert long enough to starve. You know, it's really hot in a desert or really cold. Yeah.
No, hold on a sec. That's not even funny. No. Here's the answer. Why can't you starve in a desert? Because of all the sand which is there.
Wait, Gabe. I have never seen sandwiches in a desert. That is not correct.
Yes. Uh-huh. Listen closely, Rebecca. Because of all the sand which is there.
Huh? Oh, I get it. You're so funny. That you're right, Gabe. All because of all the sand which is there. It sounds like you were saying sandwiches.
I know. That's why it's funny. That's why it's a joke.
But, Gabe, what about the deserts that don't have sand?
There are deserts that don't have sand?
Yeah, there are deserts that don't have sand. And
those poor deserts.
Actually, the next two deserts we're going to learn about might surprise you, and they don't have sand. Oh. Maybe we should learn about them right now.
uh-huh. I want a sandwich.
The world's great deserts. The biggest. The Antarctic Desert extends 13,829,430 square kilometers over the South Pole and is the coldest, driest, and windiest place on Earth. Most of Antarctica is covered in ice, yet the region is considered a desert because of the small amount of precipitation that it receives. Rainfall averages from 50 to 200 millimeters annually. The second largest, the Arctic Desert, can be found at the top of the globe, in the northernmost region of the world. Its area includes land in Canada, the United States, Finland, Greenland, Iceland, Norway, Sweden, and Russia. Both land areas are known as polar deserts, or cold deserts.
Oh,
OK, 继续我们看 precipitation 这个不可数名词。Precipitation 是指某个地区的降雨或降雪量。例如 ,the heavy snowstorm brought in 5 inches of precipitation overnight. 这个暴风雪一个晚上就带来了5英寸的降雪量。或者是 ,there has been a drastic increase of precipitation in this area in the last 5 years. 过去5年以来这个地区的降雨量显著的增加。所以我们看 polar 这个形容词 ,polar 是指极地的或者是靠近南北极的。例如 the warm weather in summer melted some polar ice, 夏季的温暖气候让极地的冰融化了一些。或者是 the number of polar bears has been decreasing due to global warming, 由于温室效应北极熊的数量一直都在减少。polar 也指两极化的或者是完全相反的。例如 except for their looks, Brittany and her twin sister are polar opposites。除了外表相似之外 ,Brittany 和她的双胞胎姐姐截然不同。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about the biggest desert. We read, the Antarctic desert extends 13,829,430 square kilometers over the South Pole. Now let's pause and go back to this word extends. This just means that it reaches or stretches for a certain length or distance.
That's right, and that is a huge distance. That covers a lot of area, right? Well, how else could you use this word extend? Maybe you want to use it to talk about time.For example, the celebration was only going to be a few days, but it was extended for the rest of the week. Okay, and as you can see here in the lesson, it is talking about space. The Antarctic desert extends over 13 million square kilometers over the South Pole.
That's right, and it is the coldest, driest, and windiest places on Earth. Well, we see this other interesting word in the next sentence. Most of Antarctica is covered in ice, yet the region is considered a desert because of the small amount of precipitation that it receives. And yes, I was talking about that word covered in. Let's talk about that word.
Yes, the word is covered. So this place is covered in ice. You might also say the field is covered in snow.Think of other ways to use that phrase, to be covered in something. Well, later, we see a couple of different countries listed here, right, Rebecca?
Mm-hmm.
Canada, the United States, Finland, Greenland. Let's join Steve and Ken in the info cloud as they talk about transcribing place names into Chinese. Here we go.
One of the challenges of transcribing between foreign languages is deciding exactly how a sound or word in one language should be represented in another.
We know that when transcribing foreign words into Chinese, Chinese characters become phonetic symbols. But the question is, which Chinese characters should represent which foreign sounds?And who gets to decide?
Yes, for instance, the geographical place name New Zealand. Is the transcription New Zealand correct, or is it Xin Zealand? So, we see there's a difference of opinion even within the global Chinese community.
Well, for mainland Chinese, transcription rules come from the official reference guide, Name of the World's Peoples.A comprehensive dictionary of names in Roman Chinese.
If a foreign word is not in this dictionary, no problem. There are tables and charts to figure out which Chinese characters should represent which phonetic sounds.
Some transcriptions of place names are intentionally meant to have a positive connotation, like 美国, meaning beautiful country for the United States.
Other transcriptions, however, aren't so complimentary. Some people from Africa have accused the Chinese of racism, as the transcription Feijo can be taken to mean negative or wrong continent.
翻译叫做 translate， 但翻译人名或地名的时候往往就要 transcribe， 也就是按照原文的发音而不是按照字的定义翻译。问题是音译也必须选择使用哪个中文字，像 New Zealand 应该是纽西兰呢还是新西兰？纽这个字听起来很接近 new 的发音，而新虽然跟 new 的发音不同，它却表达了 new 的意思。在大陆有一本世界人民翻译大词典，里头呢就提供了翻译的规范。有时候在翻译的过程，我们有意无意的会付诸我们的价值观和偏见，像 the United States 为何会被翻译成美国？就算它真的是很美，也没有必要这样子称呼它吧。还有 Africa 为何要用非洲？非其实是一个很负面的字，不是吗？这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Today we're talking about the world's greatest desserts.Cake, ice cream, pie?
No, we're not talking about desserts. We're talking about deserts.
Oh, deserts? Nothing sweet about that.
People often boast about beautiful beaches and peaceful, picturesque mountains.
Yeah.
But you don't hear people speak about deserts with enthusiasm.
That's because deserts receive very little rainfall. They produce a few plants, and they're too hot, with too much sand.
Actually, the two largest deserts might surprise you.
Why is that?
The Antarctic Desert is the coldest, driest, and windiest place on Earth. Most of the South Pole is covered in ice.
How can it be a desert if it's covered in ice?
Because it only receives a small amount of precipitation. The second largest desert is the Arctic Desert on top of the globe.
It's cold there too?
Yes. These deserts are known as polar deserts or cold deserts.
But aren't deserts supposed to be hot and dry?
Some are. Do you want to know the hottest desert?
Yes, tell me.
Do you want to know the driest desert?
Yes, tell me.
Okay, I'll tell you about the hottest and the driest desert tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay.
So remember, the two biggest deserts are the Antarctic Desert and the Arctic Deserts. They're polar deserts.
And I like the snow witches there.
Gabe, that doesn't work. I'm sorry.
Okay, okay. You're right. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us today. And come back next time as we learn about the hottest desert right here at
Studio Classroom.
See you then.